Hey there. You ever get that feeling like you're just seeing the tip of the iceberg with the markets?
Totally. Like, you know something big is brewing, but you can't quite put your finger on it.
Exactly. It's like trying to predict the ocean's currents just by watching the waves on top. So today we're diving into that market analysis you sent, the one from October 1st, 2024. And honestly, it feels a bit like peeking behind the curtain on Wall Street.
Oh, absolutely. Institutional investors, big money movers.
Right. And seeing where they're putting their billions can be incredibly revealing. But just to be clear, this isn't about giving out stock tips or
No,
anything.
this is about understanding the bigger picture.
Yeah, it's like those deep ocean currents that shape the entire market, maybe even the whole world, in the long run.
And what I find so fascinating about this particular analysis is you see this real mix. Like, these are huge firms, right? They're all about stability traditionally.
Yeah, they're not known for being super risky.
But they're making some very calculated and some might say surprising bets on the future.
Well, and that's what caught my eye right away, too. The analysis focuses on some companies that, frankly, aren't exactly obscure.
Familiar names?
Very. We're talking Occidental Petroleum, Marathon Digital, even Coinbase.
It makes you wonder, what are they seeing that maybe we're not?
Right. These aren't exactly brand new startups. So why are these giants suddenly so captivating to these massive investors?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? To me, it says they're looking beyond just the current trends, the here and now. These investors, they're looking at long-term winners in a world that's changing really fast.
I like that. Long-term vision. So let's break it down, starting with, I guess, the most
The most what?
unexpected, maybe. Occidental Petroleum, ticker symbol OXY, for those playing along.
Okay, sure. Oil prices have been up, we know that, but that can't be the whole story.
Exactly. So what's got these investors so interested in good old OXY?
Well, this analysis really highlights their big push into carbon capture and storage.
CCS, right? I've seen that acronym thrown around.
Yes. And they're going all in. Like, we're talking building facilities to capture carbon directly from the air. Ambitious stuff.
Wow. It's almost like they're trying to get ahead of the game, knowing that even oil giants need to be thinking about sustainability these days.
That's exactly it. It's not just about appeasing environmental groups anymore. It's a whole shift in how investors think.
ESG, right? Environmental, social, and governance factors.
You got it. It's becoming a major part of these big investment decisions.
And speaking of appealing to the sustainability-minded investor, let's move on to Marathon Digital.
Ah, MARA. Now, this one sits right in the middle of the crypto world, specifically Bitcoin mining.
Which, let's be honest, can feel a little bit like the Wild West sometimes.
It can be volatile, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But the potential for huge returns is definitely there, which is what attracts these big players.
So what makes MARA stand out in the crowded crypto mining space?
This is where it gets interesting. They're shifting towards renewable energy sources to power their mining operations.
So it's not just about riding the crypto wave, it's about doing it in a way that aligns with those ESG values we were just talking about.
Exactly. It's like this perfect storm,
Yeah.
appealing to investors who want that potential crypto growth, but also want to feel good about where their money's going.
It really goes to show that ESG isn't just for green companies anymore. It's
Yeah.
everywhere.
It's becoming a fundamental part of how investors figure out long-term value, no matter the industry.
Okay, so we've got oil moving towards sustainability, crypto going green. What's next?
Well, we can't talk about changing landscapes without mentioning Coinbase. I feel like crypto is always making headlines these days.
And not always for the best reasons,
Yeah.
Matt. It can feel a bit like.
A bit like the Wild West, you said it.
Exactly. So, where does Coinbase fit into all of this?
That's exactly why it's attracting so much attention. They're one of the few players in that whole crypto space who are actually heavily regulated.
So, they bring some much-needed stability to a world that's known for, well, the opposite.
Exactly. Institutional investors, they crave that stability, and Coinbase provides it. Plus, they're branching out, offering other services like staking, NFTs. They want to be the go-to place for anything crypto.
It's like they're becoming their reliable, established player in a sea of uncertainty.
And that long-term vision, that's what gets those institutional investors excited. They see staying power.
Okay, so from the wild west of crypto, let's shift gears to a company that needs no introduction. Alphabet, or as you'll see it on the ticker tape, GOGL.
Google. Everyone's familiar with the name, but it seems these investors are seeing something beyond just the search engine we all know and
Oh
use.
yeah. It'd be hard to ignore Google. They're kind of everywhere. But this analysis really zooms in on the crazy growth of Google Cloud.
They're going head-to-head with the big dogs in cloud computing. Amazon, Microsoft, the whole gang's there.
I'll admit, I didn't realize they were such a dominant force in that space.
Oh, they're a major player. And beyond that, don't forget their massive investments in artificial intelligence.
AI, right. It's like everyone's talking about it these days, but Google seems to be light years ahead.
That's the thing. They're not just dabbling in it. They're leading the charge, developing some of the most advanced AI tech out there.
So while we're all busy just trying to keep up with our inboxes, Google's quietly becoming this AI powerhouse.
Exactly. And I think that's what those investors are picking up on. They're betting on Google to not only shape the future of technology, but define it.
That's a bold bet.
It is, but it's one I can see paying off next time.
Okay, before we move on to the really, really big picture stuff.
Emerging markets.
You read my mind. There's one more company on the list that, I'll admit, I needed a little refresher on.
Go on.
Micron Technology. MU on the stock exchange. Ringing any bells?
Micron? Okay, yeah. They specialize in memory and data storage.
Which, I'll be honest, doesn't sound super exciting at first glance.
Maybe not the most glamorous, but in today's world, absolutely essential. Think about it. Everything runs on data. Our phones, computers, the cloud, self-driving cars. All of it needs massive amounts of storage.
You're right. It's like the infrastructure we never think about but totally rely on.
Exactly. And Micron is a major player in that sector, which is only going to keep growing. Plus, this analysis, it emphasizes Micron's really strong supply chain, especially after that whole global chip shortage a while back.
So they're reliable.
Very. And that's huge for investors who value stability. They weathered the storm better than most.
So we've seen how these institutional investors are finding opportunities in some interesting spots, even with companies we all know. But what about when they're really looking to make those bold moves, the ones with potentially huge payoffs?
Ah, you're talking about emerging markets.
Exactly. Higher risk, but also
way higher potential rewards. It's like they're trying to get ahead of the curve, predict the next big global player.
And this analysis really hones in on two places in particular, Brazil and China.
Yeah, Brazil has always been tempting, all those natural resources. But China, that's where things get really interesting.
It's not just about cheap manufacturing anymore, is it?
Not even close. It's innovation, a growing middle class with money to spend, and let's be real, a government that is laser focused on becoming a major economic power.
It's like they're playing a whole different game. So let's dive into some of the specific companies that are catching their eye. First up, NIO.
Electric vehicles, right?
Right, but with a twist. At first glance, yeah, they might seem like just another electric car company, but when you look closer...
What makes them stand out?
Their focus on innovation is really impressive. Take their battery swap service, for example.
A game changer.
Okay, I've heard of this, but explain it to me like I'm, well, not an expert.
Imagine you pull up to a station, and instead of plugging in your car for hours...
You just swap out the battery.
Exactly. Dead battery out, fully charged one in. Takes just a few minutes.
No more range anxiety, no more waiting around for your car to charge. That's huge.
And that's just one piece of it. NIO is also heavily invested in autonomous driving, which, by the way, China is quickly becoming a leader in that space.
So they're not just trying to catch up to Tesla. They're aiming to surpass them.
They want to be the ones defining the future of mobility. And that's exciting for investors.
Speaking of giants, next on the list, Alibaba. Ticker symbol BABA. Most people probably know them as, what, the Amazon of China?
That's the oversimplified version, yeah. But it doesn't even begin to cover it.
So what are we missing?
Their cloud computing division is massive. Like, they're giving Amazon a real run for its money. And in some ways, even surpassing them.
Wow, I had no idea.
And it doesn't stop there. They're also making huge moves in financial services. Building their own version of, well, everything. Payments, loans, you name it.
It's like you're creating this whole separate digital economy within China.
In a way, they are. And that kind of reach, that kind of power, that's incredibly appealing to investors, especially in a market that can be as unpredictable as China's.
Okay, last but not least, we have to talk about JD.com, another one that gets compared to Amazon a lot.
Yep. But their real strength is their logistics network.
I've heard it's mind-blowing.
Oh, it is. Cutting-edge technology, AI, robotics, drone deliveries, automated warehouses. You name it, they're doing it.
And doing it incredibly well, from what I understand.
Exactly. They've figured out how to move goods faster and more efficiently than almost anyone else. But what I found particularly interesting in this analysis was their emphasis on authenticity.
authenticity.
Yeah. See, China's market has had its fair share of problems with counterfeit products.
Oh, right.
So JD.com has made it a point to guarantee that everything they sell is the real deal.
Smart move. Builds trust with consumers.
And with investors. It shows they're playing the long game, building a reputation for reliability.
So we've got NIO shaking up electric vehicles, Alibaba building a digital empire, and JD.com becoming the undisputed king of logistics in China.
It paints a picture, doesn't it? A market that's exploding with innovation and opportunity. It's no wonder these big investors are so drawn to these emerging giants.
It's like watching a whole new economic landscape take shape right in front of our eyes. This market analysis has really given us a lot to unpack.
It has. We've gone from the rise of ESG investing to the incredible ambition of those companies in emerging markets.
And you're right. At the end of the day, it's not just about knowing what these Wall Street giants are up to, but figuring out what we can learn from them.
What can we take away from all of this? Absolutely.
So let's talk takeaways. What are some of the big lessons here, the kind of things we can all use, even if we're not managing billions of dollars?
Well, one of the clearest takeaways for me is just how important diversification is. These institutional investors, they're not putting all their eggs in one basket, not even close. They're spreading their bets across different sectors, different parts of the world.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket. It's like the oldest rule in the book.
Exactly. Right? But it's easy to forget when you see a hot new sector and want to go all in.
Oh, totally.
But this analysis, it really highlights the importance of thinking long term. These investors, they're not interested in quick wins or following the latest fads. They're looking for companies with strong fundamentals, the kind that can weather a storm and still come out on top.
So less about trying to time the market perfectly, and more about finding those companies that are built to last.
Exactly. And that brings us to another really important takeaway. You've got to stay informed. These investors, they don't just throw darts at a board. They are constantly looking at economic indicators, geopolitical events, you name it.
It can feel overwhelming though, right? Like, how are we supposed to keep up with all that?
I get it. It's a lot. But even if you can't dedicate your whole life to market analysis, even setting aside a little time each week to read some articles, listen to a podcast.
Well, you don't have to convince us on that one.
Just a little bit can go a long way. It's all about being curious and informed.
Knowledge is power, as they say, especially in a world as complex as the financial markets. This deep dive has been a real eye-opener for me.
Me too. And remember, it's not just about picking stocks. It's about understanding the forces that are shaping the world around us.
And this market analysis gives us a glimpse into what these investors think the future holds.
They're making their bets based on what they see coming down the line. And by watching them, we can learn a lot about what that future might look like.
It's been a pleasure exploring this with you, as always.
Likewise.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Remember, this isn't financial advice, but hopefully it's given you some things to think about, some questions to ask.
Stay curious, everyone.
Until next time.